It's never been done on TV, and it's something you have to see to believe. So Sean is across the studio with Steve Spangler, who is turning chaos into order.
Okay. Let me show you the apparatus, yes, because people at home are going to look at it and go, wait, did I just see that? And so let me show you what it is. I've got a large cylinder here, and inside the large cylinder is a small cylinder.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like this. I've got a beaker as a demonstration. So a large beaker and the small one inside the large one. That's kind of what we have. And that little wall that you see that's right here is filled with corn syrup. Right, so we've got corn syrup that's kind of poured inside. So that's where we are.
Why
right?
Corn syrup?
Just because it's very viscous.
Okay.
All right, so it's very viscous. And now I colored some corn syrup here, and I'm going to shoot the colors in here.
Okey-doke.
So let me put it down inside here and see if I can just kind of shoot the color down inside. So there's our blue dot.
Okay.
Can you see our blue one right there?
Good.
And now you can imagine we've got corn syrup everywhere. So there's blue, and here's a red dot. So that's kind of cool. The red one right here in the middle. Nice. There's a nice little red shot right there. Good.
Well, aren't you patriotic?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm glad you noticed.
All
and
right.
Finally, you can see what happened at home, right? We're sitting here playing with corn syrup for the last 3 days trying to make this thing happen. And here is the green that's right there.
Okay.
And try to keep it out that way. All right. So three different colors. So you can see where they are. One, two, and three. All right. If I take the crank now, I'm going to crank, and you can actually see the colors start to mix. Okay. So put your hands right here.
Yes.
So it doesn't move. And let's crank
it up,
the colors.
Steve.
Ready? So here we go. Let's start to crank the colors. There's one turn, and you can kind of see the
They're
color
mixing
there. There's
yeah.
two. There's three.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And finally,
separated.
There's four. Let's give it one more for good measure.
Do it.
And there's five.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
All right, so take a look at this. It is mixed up.
Okay.
If the camera looks at this, you can see that we have complete color mixing down inside.
Uh-huh.
If, however, it's kind of like a deck of cards laying a deck of cards out. If you could take the deck of cards and scoop them back up again exactly the way that you did before, in physics we call it laminar flow, kind of like that, you could maybe go backwards. Ready? Watch this. Let's just show that we're not doing the tape backwards. Watch this. I'm actually going to spin backwards. We have to do five spins. There's one. Here's two. We're going to come around to three. Here's four. And if we are lucky, would you take a look at this?
You
there
just went back in time.
Is number five, and we are back in time.
Wow,
isn't that really, really
nice.
Pretty? So all
That's
three
live.
Of them sit
That's
there.
That's real.
That's the real thing. Isn't that beautiful? Now, I don't even try to profess that I understand that the Reynolds law or the Reynolds number is under one, and this is laminar flow. But we're going
to
put it up on the website, and we're going to share it with a whole bunch of people. Some great people at a university in New Mexico is the first person I saw actually do this, Kevin Cahill. And so we recreated it this way and kind of wanted to show it to you. I think it's just an amazing thing to talk about chaos and then order.
Yeah, right.
And I appreciate you
clean
doing that.
Clean it all up. Okay, that was
put it up
fun.
On the website.
My first Steve Spangler. Steve,
and you didn't
thank
even
you
didn't
Good
even
time.
Look. No burns
thank
or anything.
You. Yeah,
you're
I
fine.
Know I made it. I was asking you guys.